You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The NASDAQ Composite Index yesterday ended down 10% from a recent high, meaning, here's the euphemism used, it is a correction for tech stocks. The drop of 2.4% yesterday has been more than reversed in early trading today. That index is up 2.7% now, with the big droopy stocks from yesterday, such as Apple, Netflix, and Facebook, surging this morning. The Dow at the moment up 168 points, 0.5%. The S&P is up 1.3%. The Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development today calculated that the world economy will grow by a brisk 5.6% this year, and that the new U.S. stimulus, if approved in Washington, could add 3 or 4% to economic output in its first year. Jeffrey Cleveland is the chief economist at Payton & Riegel in Los Angeles. Welcome.
Good morning, David.
Well, this club of richer nations based in Paris thinks the U.S. could be the standout economy here.
Some point during mid-year, U.S. economic output is expected to reach or meet the pre-virus level of output. So we'll make up for lost ground, lost time, which is great news for the U.S.
Great news for the U.S. Our interest rates, you know, could trend up in that kind of environment. The Federal Reserve chair not so concerned about that, but that could switch things up as far as the global economy is concerned, because our interest rates might be more attractive to global investors than other places like emerging markets.
As the U.S. recovers to pre-virus levels, the OECD expects that many of the other countries on Earth will still remain well below pre-virus levels. And so that will be a gap that needs to be made up in 2022. And so I think that does mean higher U.S. interest rates relative to the rest of the world. Keep in mind, higher interest rates in the U.S. in and of themselves, not a terrible situation. I think that's what the Fed chair would tell you if higher interest rates happen for the right reasons. And a right reason, in my view, is better growth.
The chief economist at Payton & Riegel, Jeffrey Cleveland in Los Angeles, thank you so much.
Have a great week.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.